The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Football is upon us, a half hour away from the NFL season getting going. This is Texans Extra Points, and I'm Drew Doherty here with a couple of Johns, John Harris and John McClain, some football know-it-alls. This guy's the Harris. He's with HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, and Texans TV. And John McClain of the Houston Chronicle covers the team as well. Guys, we were in this same spot sort of a year ago, kicking off the first Texans Extra Points. It's good to have both of you here.
I'm glad you said sort of, because the digs are a little bit better, it seems, Drew.
They're not bad. And we're all looking nice, aren't we, John?
I think everybody's looking nice. Back then, though, John was wearing pants and not just shorts. And the set is first class and a big-time improvement. Congratulations.
All right, well, first-class guest. But first, we got to get going with some quick hits, and we start things off with, what else? The quarterback position. All season, all off-season long, we've heard Ryan Mallett or Brian Hoyer. Well, tonight, we don't necessarily know who's going to start. And even if we do know who starts, it doesn't really matter, according to head coach Bill O'Brien.
I thought, you know, we put him in a lot of tough situations. We'll have to watch the film and see how it went. But I thought there were some good two-minute situations, some end-of-the-half situations, some those plays at the end that you saw there were the last play of the game, fourth and goal from the five. So I thought they handled some of that well. Some of it we got to fix, but, you know, correct. But I thought overall the guys came out and competed.
J.J. Watt is the best player in the NFL. He had a fantastic offseason, rubbed elbows with the likes of Jennifer Aniston, amongst others, and he's already off to a good start in camp. Needless to say, whether he plays a whole lot tonight or not, he's excited to play a game.
I'm worried about tomorrow. Saturday's a long ways away. I'm just excited to go back and learn from today's film and worry about tomorrow. And that's the honest truth, to be honest.
And on Tuesday night, the Hard Knocks debut took place. The Texans, of course, the featured team on that. And there were a lot of fun moments. One fun moment you did not see, though, was Ben Jones, the center, eating a cockroach. However, things did kind of get a little bit dirty.
You don't even know the cameras are out here, honestly. I swear, them little microphones, they'll sneak them in everywhere. So I'm just being myself, just going here in normal talk every day, and they just happen to have one of those little cameras popping in everywhere.
All right, that's Ben Jones. Good stuff from him. And guys, whoever he snaps the ball to tonight, as well as all through 2015, probably going to be an improvement over what we saw last year for the bulk of the year, right?
I would think that. Although Ryan Fitzpatrick did have some pretty good moments, I think with these two quarterbacks, Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, and of course Tom Savage now in his second year in the system, this is their offense. This is what they grew up in the NFL with. So I would imagine getting in the car, they felt very comfortable. Now they just got to understand where to put it in gear, what goes where the wipers are, and they can figure all that out. I think they'll be able to drive the car very effectively.
Ryan Mallett is so much farther along now than he was at this time last year. He's able to just react and not think as much. And it's a complicated system for a quarterback at the line of scrimmage. I've thought for a long time it would be Brian, but I think we'll see both of them play this year. They just need some stability and consistency at that position.
What's been your first impression of each of them and how they differed, how they kind of been the same through training camp, John?
Drew, we all know Mallett's got great height. You know, I think he's like 6'7". They list him 6'6", probably 250. Great arm. When he's throwing that 20-yard out, 15-yard out, boy, you can hang clothes on it. Hoyer has better accuracy. He has more touch. He seems to me, more of a little natural in the system. Hoyer started 9-3 at Cleveland. People that want to write him off don't remember. He started 9-3. He's not necessarily the Hoyer he was the end of last season. And with Bill O'Brien and George Godsey, he's got a chance to be so much better here.
Yeah, and John, he makes a good point about Hoyer's start. Hoyer's also never been the guy in this system here.
Yeah, I think what the coaching staff loves about both these guys, and we use this term a lot called gamer. These guys are gamers. And when they walk into a room, they command the room. They're going to step up in front of the offense and take charge of that offense. And I think that's what Bill O'Brien and George Godsey really wanted to see. The physical tools, as John talked about, Ryan Mallett's arm, Brian Hoyer's consistency, hitting those intermediate throws, that was great. But when they step up in front of the team responds to them. And that, I think, is going to be ultimately what's most important for this offense, the leader taking charge of everything that's going on with this offense.
And that's been something, the leadership that Bill O'Brien's been very, very high on with both of those guys so far, John.
He mentions that every time you say, what do you want a quarterback? He says leadership, accuracy, decision-making, and leadership is always at the front. And both these guys, Mallett showed last year in a brief appearance, he can be a leader too. And in Cleveland, they said Hoyer was a tremendous leader until it all went down to twos over the second half of last season.
No doubt. Okay, we're going to get more into the offense, specifically about what the Texans do without Arian Foster. But it might not be for too long that he's gone. And also, we got to get into this hard knock stuff. So don't go anywhere. Texans Extra Points rolls on after this.